This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. In the spirit of Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat, the Arunachal Pradesh Rajbhavan celebrated Bihar and Mizoram Divas at the General Bipin Rawat Hall, Itanagar today. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, retired, extended his heartfelt greetings to the people of Bihar and Mizoram on their special day, emphasizing that such celebrations play a crucial role in fostering unity and strengthening interstate cultural ties. A key highlight of the event was the cultural performances, where Arunachali students showcased traditional art forms of Bihar. Expressing his appreciation, the governor noted that such interstate cultural exchanges enrich India's diversity and deepen the bonds of national integration. A large number of people from Bihar and Mizoram serving in the state participated in the cultural presentation and interaction. The German ambassador to India and Bhutan, Dr. Philip Ackermann, called on the governor, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, retired, at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. German Consulate General Kolkata, Mrs. Barbara Vos, accompanied the ambassador to the meeting. Their discussions focused on strengthening cooperation in clean energy, ecological conservation, and sustainable job creation. Recognizing Germany's leadership in green energy, vocational education, and technology, the governor emphasized skill development opportunities for Arunachal's youth in IT, manufacturing, and renewable energy. He also proposed joint efforts in ecotourism, leveraging Germany's expertise to promote community-led, nature-friendly tourism. Expressing confidence in the visit's impact, the governor reaffirmed Arunachal Pradesh's commitment to deepening Indo-German cooperation for sustainable development and innovation. Chief Secretary Manish Gupta met Chief of Staff for Corps Tejpur, Major General H.S. Bajaj, in his office today. The CS, in a social media post today, informed that discussions on welfare measures for ex-servicemen, organizing district-level workshops for dissemination of information about state welfare schemes to ex-servicemen, formation of Zilla Sainik Boards, were some of the key aspects of the meet. He additionally informed that collaborative efforts between the state and army for upkeep and preservation of war memorials in the state were also discussed. Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Main convened a crucial meeting with Secretary Power R.K. Sharma, Chief Engineers of Power Department and Director APEDA, and senior officers from the Power Department at his office today. The Deputy Chief Minister, in a social media post, informed that the primary focus this year is to restructure and reform the power sector of Arunachal Pradesh with a dedicated effort to electrify every interior villages under the Chief Minister's Comprehensive State Power Development Program. This will ensure that no part of our state is left without the essential power infrastructure, enabling growth and development across all regions, Main added. Expressing optimism, the Deputy Chief Minister said that with the combined efforts of our dedicated team, we will bring about transformative change and pave the way for a brighter electrified future for Arunachal Pradesh. The Naharlagan police successfully recovered three minor girls from Dibrugarh, Assam, in connection with Naharlagan PS case number 95/24 under section 137(2) BNS. The operation was carried out by a team from Naharlagan Police Station, led by Inspector Krishnendu Dev. The three minors were reported missing from Nigam Colony, Naharlagan, in August last year. Upon recovery, they were produced before the Child Welfare Committee, Dibrugarh, and have been referred to their respective CWC and placed in its custody for further legal proceedings. Raksha Rajya Mantri Sanjay Seth successfully flagged off the Mount Kanchenjunga Expedition 2025 from New Delhi yesterday. This expedition marks a historic milestone as Team Nimas embarks on the challenge of hosting the tricolor on India's highest peak, making it the true culmination of the Har Shikhar Tiranga initiative. Over the past 2 years, Team Nimas have successfully climbed the highest climbable peaks in all 28 states of India, showcasing the country's diverse landscapes while promoting adventure, national integrity, and youth inspiration. This prestigious expedition is being led by Director Nimas, Colonel Ranveer Singh Jamwal. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.